We are here at CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, Tennessee, talking with Robin Faulkner from Elanco. And Robin, great to have you with us here today as we talk a little bit about BRD, which of course, I think we all know in the cattle industry continues to be such a challenge for our producers across the country, Robin.
Yeah, Jesse, you know, BRD is one of our major challenges economically, and I'm not sure we recalculated how much it costs the industry. I remember it was estimated over $1 billion when cattle were a lot cheaper than they are now. So the cost of lost performance and death loss is definitely higher now than it's ever been.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges here. And I know you guys have some new research on this and more, and we just obviously continue to see it and have to manage it on our operations. But it's one of those things where there's a lot of great products out there to help, but it's also something that just comes down to producers really have to do the best they can to manage this on their operations, Robin.
Yeah, you know, we want most of our focus to be on prevention, you know, and then whether that's a cow-calf producer, having better animal health programs, better vaccination programs to reduce the incidence. But, you know, the truth is that we end up having to treat it. And kind of humbling to me is the fact that over my career, which is now 30 years, a little more than that, but I won't say how much more, but we really hadn't made improvements in our outcomes in spite of improvements in products, you know. So we've had a lot of new vaccines, new antibiotics, new ideas come out, but basically we still have a lot of cattle get sick and a lot of those cattle that don't respond to treatment and die. So it's pretty refractory to our attempts to manage it, be it prevention and treatment.
What are some of the best ways to try and help us prevent it? And you mentioned, I know there's some great products that Elanco has, obviously, and whatnot, but what are some of those common things that you've found that work the best, I guess, when it comes to trying to prevent BRD on our operations?
Well, obviously, we want to start with good programs in cow-calf herds. That includes the total management, nutrition, colostrum management, vaccination programs, you know. And obviously, the more we can get done there, and especially if we get the calves weaned there where we don't have that weaning stress happening at the next operation, be it a stocker, backgrounder, or feedlot, that's obviously important. But across the system as a whole, we've come to recognize BRD more as a complex. We changed the name from bovine respiratory disease to bovine respiratory complex, and maybe back at some point in time. But looking at it as a complex, it often involves management decisions, things that increase the stress on the animals, is something that's within our control to manage, and that personally I focus on the producers I consult with working on the management side as well.
Well, thinking about that management, what happens if we do end up in a position where we have to treat it? And we obviously have to make some of those decisions, you know, and a lot of it, I would say, probably in real time as well. So talk about if something does happen and we have to get into the management phase of this and treating it on our operations.
Well, we're looking for what will work, you know, absolutely. But I think what's changed in the next few years, and some of us kind of run from the sustainability word, you know, and don't know how to use it, but I think that amongst the top veterinarians involved with BRD, a lot of the producers, we're thinking more about how the decisions we make, maybe even treating today, might impact our future BRD outcomes. So we're having to manage beyond just the calf that we're looking at today sick as to how do I maintain the efficacy of the treatments I use in my system over the long term. Because although we were fortunate at Elanco to get a new antibiotic approved in just 12 months ago, a little more when we really launched that product, it's been a long time since we got something new to treat BRD. And I don't know when or if we'll ever get another one. So our old mental model or paradigm was around, well, we'll take this antibiotic and we will use it and abuse it, and then when it's gone, somebody will bring us something new to use. Honestly, now in food animals, we may have all of the antimicrobials that we will ever have, and we got to think about how to maintain. And I would even propose that we attempt to regain some of the efficacy we've lost with past use patterns.
Well, obviously with Elanco, and you mentioned too, you know, products, ways to help, experts, working with local veterinarians that help herds, etc. I know as a company, you guys have a lot of resources to help producers, and like in your role, you mentioned it, consulting and helping folks manage. There's a lot of great folks out here in the industry, a lot of great Elanco folks that can help should a producer encounter issues with BRD on their operation, right, Robin?
I think it's so important for a producer to have a real relationship with their local veterinarian and to have discussions about their animal health programs. So, you know, a lot of times I'm coming in as an adjunct to that veterinarian who can look at their operation, look at their animals, and evaluate what would be the best treatment for them to use. And so that having that valid veterinary client patient relationship, working relationship with a veterinarian. And so the old days of getting some antibiotics off the truck, or you know, you could buy some at the local feed store, the veterinarian is the place not only to get those products now, all of our antimicrobials are prescription, but it's also the place to get the information you need to make the right decisions in your operation.
Anything else you would add or reiterate for folks as they think about BRD management on their operations? Anything from a Elanco's point of view, et cetera, you'd reiterate here today as we talk at CattleCon?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a new product, Predafloxacin. The brand name is Predalex. We continue to generate new research on that. And in a recent study, I think it really shed light onto some of the things we should be targeting in our treatment program. And that is, we did a comparison with a severe BRD challenge to both Draxxin and Resflor Gold. And these animals were in what we call a growth safe system, where we could measure their trips to the bunk, we could measure their individual feed intake. And what we saw in the days following treatment was the cattle that were treated with the Predafloxacin were making about twice as many bunk visits and about twice the feed intake in the day after challenge. Over the whole 14 days post-treatment, about 20% more. And then that actually translated into economic advantages.
Well, we appreciate the insight into BRD. Robin, thanks for joining us here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. We'll look forward to talking again soon.
Yeah, we always enjoy being here where we can visit with our peers in the cattle industry.